This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Congressional Democrats called for the biggest overhaul of the country's policing laws in decades on Monday. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump is demanding tough law enforcement. Democrats have scheduled hearings beginning Wednesday in the House of Representatives and hope to pass what they're calling the Justice in Policing Act of 2020 by the end of this month. To become law, the bill would also have to be passed in the Republican-controlled Senate, where a hearing on policing is scheduled for next week. The Democrats are aiming to broaden police accountability, track problematic officers through what they call a National Police Misconduct Registry, and end the practice of transferring military equipment to police departments across the nation. Past congressional attempts at police reform and gun control legislation have failed, and the extent to which Republicans might join in the effort to approve policing reforms is unclear. But Congressman Kevin McCarthy, the leader of the minority House Republicans, says he believes the two parties can find common ground. On the other hand, Republicans often take their cue on legislation from President Trump. On Sunday, he said on Twitter, "I want great and well-paid law enforcement. I want law and order." That's a quote from President Trump's Twitter feed from Sunday. The city council in Minneapolis, Minnesota, where George Floyd died while in police custody, has announced it is planning to eliminate its municipal police force. Meanwhile, the mayors in two of the most populous U.S. cities, New York City and Los Angeles, say they will cut police funding in favor of more community programs in impoverished neighborhoods. Hundreds of mourners have gathered at the Fountain of Praise Church in the U.S. city of Houston, Texas, to view the casket of George Floyd, the African-American man whose death in police custody 2 weeks ago sparked protest against police brutality across the nation and the world. This is VOA News. World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus said Monday he supports the global movement against racism, but encourages protesters to demonstrate safely. At his Monday news briefing, Ghebreyesus urged protesters to keep at least 1 meter apart from each other, wash their hands, cover their mouths while coughing, and wear a mask while demonstrating. He also said protesters who are sick should stay at home. He also encouraged countries to strengthen public health measures and to find, isolate, and test for every coronavirus case. Also at the briefing, WHO Emergency Programs Technical Lead Maria Van Kerkhove told reporters that ongoing research found it is rare for asymptomatic COVID-19 carriers to actually pass along the disease. She said the key to controlling the spread of the virus is to follow the symptomatic cases. Germany's defense minister said Monday she's received no official confirmation on the reported U.S. decision to withdraw more than a quarter of American troops stationed in Germany. The Wall Street Journal reported last Friday that U.S. President Donald Trump had ordered the Pentagon to reduce the number of U.S. troops in Germany by 9,500 to 25,000. The New York Times reported Saturday that U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper had approved the move. During a news conference in Berlin Monday, the defense minister said the German government had only seen the news reports and could not speculate further on what might happen. The U.S. currently has 34,500 American service members permanently assigned to Germany. It's as part of a long-standing defense arrangement between the two NATO allies. The U.S. Department of Justice has issued a formal request to question Britain's Prince Andrew as part of the government's ongoing investigation into possible co-conspirators of convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. That's according to a U.S. law enforcement official. The formal action comes after federal prosecutors alleged that Andrew, known as the Duke of York, failed to respond to earlier Justice Department inquiries about his friendship with Epstein. Lockdowns across the globe prevented millions of deaths from the novel coronavirus, according to new studies that were published on Monday. In a study by the Imperial College of London, some 3 million deaths were averted in 11 European countries. In a separate study conducted in the United States and published alongside the British study Monday, found that 530 million cases of COVID-19 were prevented or delayed by lockdowns in China, South Korea, Italy, Iran, France, and the United States. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.